The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, in the NBA, there are two teams just absolutely dominating. The Boston Celtics are dominating the Eastern Conference, and the Denver Nuggets are coming for that Western Conference. They are hot right now, and they are starting to take over and starting to really look like the defending champion. So let's get right into the top 10 NBA power rankings for this week. Not a whole lot of changes with teams here, just a little bit of movement. We do have a couple of more Eastern Conference teams to discuss this week, as opposed to the last couple of weeks. They've been pretty bad so far, but we have a couple of teams that are on fire. So let's begin with number one, the same team that's been number one for quite some time. That is the Boston Celtics. Overall record of 48-12. They are currently still winning. They are on an 11-game winning streak. They still have not lost since last month. February 1st was the last time that the Boston Celtics lost to my Los Angeles Lakers, and they still keep rolling. As a matter of fact, yesterday they stomped the Golden State Warriors by 52 points. And not only did they stomp them, it was so bad going into halftime that they didn't even send the Golden State Warriors didn't even send their starters out for the second half. Steph Curry didn't even play 1 second of the second half, and everybody else on the squad pretty much sat for the entire second half as well. But the Boston Celtics just completely obliterated the Warriors and just made them look like a complete and utter chump squad yesterday. And Boston is just keeping that stranglehold on the Eastern Conference right now. Then at number two on my top 10 NBA power rankings, the Denver Nuggets. Overall record of 42-19. They are currently on a 6-game winning streak, 7-3 in their last 10 games. And on this winning streak, they are killing everybody. Every team that they beat is by about 20 points. And, Nikola Jokic still getting triple doubles. And it's not even just him. It's all the role players are stepping it up. Jamal Murray stepping it up. This entire team, KCP, he's having a great season. This entire team, they just are the champions for a reason. They look like they're completely happy to defend their title, and they look poised and ready to do it. They are good on all ends of the court. They're great offensively. They're great defensively. They're great in the paint. They dominate good players, big players, the point guards. They just can keep up with everybody right now. And like I said, Boston and Denver are head and shoulders above every team right now in the league. Even though Denver isn't in first place in their division right now, I wouldn't be shocked if they take first place at some point. And even if they don't, their record is not what matters. It's what they're doing on the court. And they are just absolutely dominating everybody at this current point in time. Then at number three on my top 10 NBA power rankings, the team that resides in the same division as the Denver Nuggets, that would be the Oklahoma City Thunder. Current record right now is 42-18. As a matter of fact, they are number one in the division. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. They did suffer a pretty bad loss against the San Antonio Spurs earlier in the week. But overall, Oklahoma City just continues to play really good basketball, to keep it moving. But I still think Denver's the better team. Their experience puts them above them. And I think coming down the stretch here, we're going to see Denver just slowly start to take over their division yet again. Then at number four on my top 10 NBA power rankings, another team in the same division, the Northwest Division, the Minnesota Timberwolves. Overall record of 42-19. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. So every team, the top three teams at least in the Northwest Division right now, they're all 7-3 in their last 10 games. They're all beating good teams. They're all beating bad teams. They're putting it together really well on the road, at home. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this Northwest Division shakes up at the end. But I still stand by Denver's the most dominant team, not only in the West, but I think Denver will take out Boston if they faced each other in the finals. Then at number 5 on my top 10 NBA power rankings of the New Orleans Pelicans, overall record of 36-25. They are 6-4 in their last 10 games, and this team just is getting stronger as the season wears on. The injury bug has stayed away so far from Zion and Brandon Ingram. The two of them have been healthy all season long, and they've been playing at such a high level. Zion is just getting better and better as the season rolls on, so defensively, they look great. Offensively, they look great. Then you got Valanciunas, who's also having a great season. McCollum having another good season as well. So the New Orleans Pelicans look to be for real, at least so far. Then at number 6 on my top 10 NBA power rankings of the Dallas Mavericks, overall record of 34-27. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week has not been good to them, though. They've suffered losses to the Boston Celtics, the Philadelphia 76ers, and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Luka, though, is just having such an amazing season. So far, he has actually had 3 straight 30-plus point triple-doubles in the last 3 games. So that's what kind of that's what kind of level that dude's been playing at right now. But unfortunately, they're a very streaky team, and right now they are in the losing streak portion of this week. But I would not be shocked to see them pick it right back up and get back on a winning streak, just because Luka is on fire. I mean, 3 straight triple-doubles, averaging 30-plus points in those triple-doubles as well. That just says a lot. Kyrie Irving, he's playing a huge role in this offense as well. And they're really starting to get it going, but their defense is where all the problems lie. And as you can see, the teams that they lost to this week, 2 of them are obvious playoff teams in Boston and Cleveland. And then you've got Philadelphia, who's not that good and battling through all the injuries, and they still couldn't get past them. So many questions remain with the Dallas Mavericks, but right now Luka is just playing at such a high level, and it is fun to watch. Then at number 7 on my top 10 NBA power rankings of Miami Heat, overall record of 34-26. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. And speaking of streaky teams, this is probably the streakiest team in the NBA because they are hot again. You know, they have had their ups, they have had their downs. But this past week, actually these past couple of weeks, they've been playing pretty well. They've been beating really good teams. One of them they even beat was the Sacramento Kings, and they beat them without Jimmy Butler. Even so, with Butler in, with Butler out, this team is really, they've found an identity, and this is a team you really don't want to see come postseason. First of all, the Eastern Conference, not that good, especially compared to the West. The West is stacked with really good teams, and I feel like they're going to beat up on each other. But in the Eastern Conference, it's pretty much Boston and everybody else. So a team like the Miami Heat, they're probably going to fare well in the postseason just because everybody else beneath them, pretty terrible. And they could easily win a series against the Boston Celtics. They've proven that they can do that in the postseason. So, and like I said, this is a very streaky team. And sometimes that's a good thing and sometimes that's a bad thing. And with their postseason experience, it's probably going to be a good thing for them because they're probably going to be streaking come postseason. Then at number 8 on my top 10 NBA power rankings are the Milwaukee Bucks. Overall record of 40-21. They are also streaking in a positive direction for once. They are currently on a 5-game winning streak and 7-3 in their last 10 games. So they finally have put together a solid little run here now that Doc Rivers is their coach. The last month has pretty much been trials and tribulations for them, and they've pretty much been on the downslide for the most part. Right now, this 5-game winning streak is exactly what they need. Right now, they have no issue scoring points, that is for sure. They're second right now in the NBA, averaging 121 points per game. Giannis is averaging 31 points per game and 11 rebounds per game. So he's averaging about a double-double per game. Dame Lillard, he has his off nights and his bad nights, but so far he's been on. And the Milwaukee Bucks are on at this point in time, but still, I have a lot of questions about them once the postseason rolls around. So we'll see what they're able to put together in the next month or so of basketball because we are closing in on the final stretch of the season here. Then at number 9 on my top 10 NBA power rankings, a team that has taken a tumble, the Los Angeles Clippers, overall record of 39-20. They are 5-5 in their last 10 games, and they suffered a big blow this week. Russell Westbrook suffered a hand injury, and he actually just had surgery today, and they're hoping he will be back by the playoffs, but there is no guarantee with that. So that takes a huge chunk out of this offense, because that's pretty much what the Clippers are. They are not defense in any way, shape, or form. They don't know how to play defense. That's not what they do. But they do know how to score a lot of points. And Russell Westbrook, he's been huge for them off of the bench. Definitely a shoe-in for the Sixth Man of the Year award. But this hand injury is a big deal. Like I said, he suffered a broken hand and had surgery today. And it's fingers crossed he's going to be playing for the playoffs. Then at number 10 on my top 10 NBA power rankings of the Cleveland Cavaliers, overall record of 39-21. This is another team that has taken a tumble. They are 5-5 in their last 10 games. They suffered some pretty bad losses this week to the Knicks and the Chicago Bulls. And they also are suffering through the injuries. Donovan Mitchell, he's been out, and it looks like he's going to be out at least another couple of games. So with him being out, you could tell that this team has really suffered through some losses. This was the hottest team just over the last couple of weeks, and they were the hottest team heading into the All-Star break, and now with Mitchell and his injury, they are struggling. In the Knicks game, Brunson didn't even finish the game. He actually suffered a knee injury, which luckily for the Knicks, doesn't look like it's going to be a serious injury at all. It looks like he's just going to miss a couple of games or so. But Brunson didn't even finish that game. He actually went out with the injury in, I believe, the first or second quarter. I know it was the first half that he went out, and Cleveland was still unable to get anything going, still unable to really, the Knicks really frustrated them defensively. And that's a problem with the Cavaliers, in my opinion, as well, is they lack a lot of defense. And here they are falling in the top 10. And they've been right up at the top. They've pretty much been one of the only two Eastern Conference teams I've been discussing over the last couple of weeks. And now they're starting to fall apart. And then the last little bit of NBA news that happened over the weekend is LeBron James. He eclipsed the 40,000 career point mark in his stellar career. This is the first NBA player ever to score over 40,000 points. Like I said, the dude is expected to play another couple of seasons, which means he's going to extend that points lead out to a fairly unreachable point. Now, of course, records are always made to be broken, but I kind of have a feeling that one's going to stick around for a minute, because honestly, to even have a chance at it, you're going to have a really long career, as LeBron has done. But you're also going to have to be a dominating player who scores a lot of points regularly every single season. So we'll see. And also maintain their health as well. So those are a bunch of factors that are going to go into that. Unfortunately for LeBron and the Lakers, they, of course, lost to the Denver Nuggets, who have just been the bane of our existence since the NBA Finals last year. Couldn't beat them in one game last year and have yet to beat them in a regular season game this year. They lost 124-114. It actually was a pretty close game up until the fourth quarter. And that was until the end of the fourth quarter. I want to say it was like the last five or six minutes that the Lakers really just started to fall apart. But, you know, Jokic just really stuck with it. Jamal Murray just stuck with it. And the Denver Nuggets just absolutely own the Lakers right now. And they did. They ruined Kobe Bryant's statue night, and then they ruined LeBron's 40,000 night. So fuck you, Denver Nuggets. We did actually have a little bit of NFL news over the weekend. The last week actually was the NFL Combine, and one of the draws to the NFL Combine is the 40-yard dash, and we have us a new record holder in the fastest 40-yard dash in NFL Combine history, and that is wide receiver out of Austin, Texas, with the Texas Longhorns, Xavier Worthy, who had a great season, by the way. It sucks to see him go, but also I expect him to be a pretty solid receiver in the NFL. But he has now officially ran the fastest 40-yard dash in 4.21 seconds. So hook 'em horns, motherfucker. Xavier Worthy, wherever you go, good luck with your career. I'm sure you are going to absolutely kill it in the league, and running that 40-yard dash definitely upped your draft game, I'm sure. Then the Tampa Bay Buccaneers announced today that they are re-signing wide receiver Mike Evans to a two-year, $52 million deal. So no surprises there. Mike Evans, he didn't even hit the free agency market. The Buccaneers are going to re-sign him. They should re-sign him. In my opinion, he's you know, depending on how the rest of his career goes with the Buccaneers, I kind of feel like this is the greatest Buccaneer of all time, or at least one of the top five Buccaneers of all time. And good to see that they're signing him for another 2 years, and hopefully he'll end his career as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. But that's definitely not a surprising move, and also a good move for both parties. Then in other NFL news, it was officially announced today that Jason Kelce, the center of the Philadelphia Eagles, he has officially retired as of today. It looked like he was going to be retiring after the playoff loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers a couple months ago. He took his time, as you should, with that type of decision. And he announced officially today at a press conference that his career is over. And like I said, totally respect the dude. Had a fantastic career, but happy to see you go as a Dallas Cowboys fan, because you kicked our ass, and we are happy now that we have one less big guy in our way. And then the last bit of NFL news, another breaking news today was the Denver Broncos are going to release quarterback Russell Wilson. They were unable to find a trade partner for him. Which is not shocking because, he had a pretty big contract. So that is yet another big free agent on the market. So we'll see what happens with Russell Wilson. You know, he came into the league, lit it on fire, went to a couple of Super Bowls, won a Super Bowl, and then the rust has been growing on the shine of Russell Wilson over the past couple of years, and his time in Denver, it did not help his resume at all. So we'll see what happens with him. I kind of feel like you're still getting a solid quarterback. It does depend on the situation. If he goes to a shitty team, I don't think he's going to have a chance in hell, but let's just say for shits and giggles, he were to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers or a team like that, I feel like he definitely will help whoever he goes to. But if it's a bad situation where it's like you're just floundering with terrible coaching staff and really no players and no talent to go to, I just kind of feel like Russell Wilson's career will continue to go down the drain. But we'll see what happens as he has now officially hit the free agency market, which actually begins a week from today. So we will have more and more NFL news trickling in over the next month. And then, of course, we will have the NFL draft next month. Moving on to college basketball and the top 10 basketball rankings this week. Not a whole lot of movement in the top 10. We're also getting to the nitty gritty with college basketball. We're going to be getting to the conference championships here pretty soon, in the next week and a half, I believe. And then it'll be March Madness time, and that is the best time of year. And things are starting to shape out now. It's looking more and more like Cinderella teams are starting to fall out. We've got bubble teams that are ready to burst here pretty soon. And then we also have teams that are still going strong. So number one this week is still Houston with a record of 26-3. Moving up a spot this week to number two, UConn is back up to the number two position. They have a record of 26-3. Purdue fell one spot to number three. Their record is 26-3. Then at number four, Tennessee is 23-6 on the season. Moving up a spot to number five this week, Arizona at 23-6. Moving up two spots this week to number six, Iowa State at 23-6. Moving up a couple more spots this week to number seven, North Carolina. They are 23-6. Falling a few spots, taking the biggest tumble in the top 10 this week, is Marquette. They are 22-7 and suffered a huge loss to Creighton this weekend. And number nine is Duke. They're at 23-6. And then rounding out the top 10 in college basketball this week is Creighton, who's moved up a couple of spots. They're 22-8 on the season. The reason why they moved up is because they were who took down Marquette. And they smashed Marquette. It was not even close. And they were also the team who took out UConn and ended their streak. So you take a look at a team like Creighton and you go, that's a team you really got to look out for come tournament time. They've always been a bubble burster. They've always been a team that likes to shit on your day. And now they actually look like a pretty legit team, beating really legit teams along the way. And I kind of feel like you look at a Creighton team and they sound like a team that could really make some noise in a bracket, depending on which bracket, of course, they go to. But I kind of look at Creighton as a surprise team come college basketball March Madness time. But and then a team that took a huge tumble this week is Kansas. They fell all the way out of the top 10 just because they've been suffering some big losses the past couple of weeks. And now they're almost falling out of the top 25 at this point. I can't remember where they are at, but they're in the teens area right now. So we'll see what happens with college basketball. We have a couple more weeks, and then we will be at one of the greatest sporting events here pretty soon in March Madness, which is always an excellent time, at least in my opinion. So that is today's show, and I will talk to you fools on Friday.